Madam President, and let me first thank you for organizing this thematic debate on nuclear risk reduction and its contribution to nuclear disarmament. I would also like to thank all our panelists for their rich and thought-provoking contributions. Germany fully aligns itself with a statement by the European Union. Today's debate is aimed at furthering the discussion on nuclear risk reduction. Yet, regrettably, we are living in an age in which nuclear risks are not reduced, but exacerbated. Russia's unprovoked, unjustifiable, and illegal war of aggression against Ukraine continues to be a terrible setback with devastating consequences for disarmament, arms control, and non-proliferation, also in the nuclear field. Our security is threatened as it has not been for a long time. Germany is deeply concerned about Russia's announcement on its claimed suspension on the New START treaty and its failure to fully implement its legally binding obligations under the treaty. New START, as the last existing pillar of nuclear arms control between the United States and Russia, is a guarantor of global stability and security for every state worldwide. Indeed, the very idea of strategic stability as a concept, namely that the two biggest nuclear weapon states share the common objective that a nuclear war could never be won and should thus never be fought, and the related concept that strategic arms control should be compartmentalized from other politics is at stake. We therefore urge Russia to live up to its responsibility and quickly return to a new start and to resume dialogue on the treaty with the United States. At a time when uncertainties and risks are growing, we have to remain committed to measures that enhance stability, contribute to preventing crisis, miscalculation, and escalation while easing tensions. Madam President, Germany is a member of the Stockholm Initiative that has been, with Switzerland as the penholder, active on the subject of nuclear risk reduction. For us, and many cross-regional partners in the Stockholm Initiative and among the co-sponsors of the NPT Working Paper, a Nuclear Risk Reduction Package, including from the NAM. And given the present security environment, there is need for focusing even more on risk reduction to avoid miscalculation and escalation. Important efforts have in the past years been made for advancing the discussion of nuclear risk reduction within the subgroup three of the Creating the Environment of Nuclear Disarmament Initiative, initiated by the United States and co-chaired by Finland and my own country. Strong and active contributions by participating states have enabled us a constructive and meaningful exchange on the topic in this forum. Madam Chair, both nuclear disarmament and nuclear risk reduction need to figure more prominently on our agenda for the next NPT review cycle. Nuclear risk reduction measures are neither a substitute nor a prerequisite for nuclear disarmament, but they can prepare the ground for more tangible progress on Article 6 while reducing the risk of an inadvertent escalation of miscalculations. Many states, my own country included, hope for more progress with regard to Article 6, including more significant cuts on nuclear arsenals of the kind we all saw under the START treaties. However, we should not let the perfect become the enemy of the good. When we oppose a small step because we cannot make a big one, then we risk to never move. It is in our common security interest to mitigate risks related to nuclear weapons. As for Germany, we would like to approach nuclear risk reduction in a holistic way, looking at the security environment and the strategic situation, but also at other factors that could influence risks, such as new technologies. We need to reduce the risk of the use of nuclear weapons, whether intentionally by miscalculation, miscommunication, misperception, or accident. During last year's NPT REFCON, we have seen that we do not have a common understanding of the concept of nuclear risk reduction yet. In order to make progress, it would be very important to have a dedicated discussion process to address risk reduction related issues. Madam President, looking ahead, our task is to come up with concrete and practical steps to prepare the ground and advance nuclear disarmament. We need to show that Article 6 matters in practical terms. It is essential that NPT member states engage in a meaningful and constructive way during the new review cycle, during the PrepComs and the working group meetings. This is imperative in order to keep further damage from the Nuclear Proliferation Treaty and reconfirm the NPT's role as a central pillar of the disarmament and non-proliferation architecture. Thank you, Madam Chair.